service that just help them.
A handicap phone on purpose, a handicap service on purpose. They require you to use their specific channels which they charge you for. Out-the-wazoo. And then give you outdated old phones.
Sure, that's all true, but it's not Verizon or now. And if they can form the service.
No, they're supposedly not gonna implement that until 2010. They said they would.
Right.
But they haven't done it yet.
So the issue I'm having is the reason I bought it back then, I wanted to, I used to have a phone.
Yeah, you wanted one.
I wanted one device that they have for you. Oh, I have my contact with them. So I bought a factory, I looked at all the phones, bought a factory, and I said, I don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
The reality is sort of different. The sign is immediately for $45, I have that. I did not want to go to the other side of it, because I'm not gonna be in it. All I need for this is for a way to automate my life, make it better, we don't have it. Simple requirement. So this was just the other day, as we go, you know, that. Every club I do, the charity for itself. I recently won a big one of them. And now they're like, oh, that was grandfather, he wanted to extend 2 hours on the phone. So that you didn't warn me, say, no. You're forcing me to be $25 extra every month. But you know, I went through such an exercise.
What point is AT&T and I can tell?
The question, meeting the company, meeting the phone you use. Like, I was using the phone.
I don't mind the phone.
I can't tell you what.
I don't mind the phone, I like the phone, I really like the phone. And it took me, it was a 2 month process, you know, one part for me to get everything organized. But my phone, my car, my switcher, all of that. I don't wanna go through that. So, what else do you have?
I have my home. I have everything else in the home. Every 30 minutes. I imported everything from Paul. Imported everything. The phone set up, or whatever the phone company is. Then pulled, no, and then pulled the Apple card. The iPhone thing, but grabbed everything from Paul.
So they have an interface. Everybody doesn't have a phone.
Sucked it in, and said, grab everything from Paul calendar, Paul contacts. I think I just wanted to contact him, I didn't care about it. Because we're all like applications and everything. I just grabbed it, and I think it's the phone, and it was done.
So I actually went to check out, because I think everything is from Paul, because that's where you're going to the phone.
Yeah.
So then I went along to the phone. But I also went from my phone to the.
From Paul to the devil. I mean, unfortunately, BlackBerry is used for enterprise utilities, and a lot of people. It's pretty much a, like, it's a great thing that BlackBerry did, pairing up so tightly with Outlook, the fact that you can seamlessly integrate it. But it's honestly a bad thing.
My problem is, I need to do a big calendar.